Survivor Specialist Phil and Intern are back with the episode 13 recap, which for the next hour, Intern and I are just going to sit here and discuss legality. Alexa is not actually away on vacation. It's just we brought an intern as the expert on all things legal for this week because we are just going to dissect all of this exit press that has already come out and the clear legal ramifications that are going on everywhere, right? That's what everybody wants to listen to, right? That's
you know me. Phil and I are actually lawyers. If you've seen Daredevil, where it's a Murdoch and what's his last name?
I don't know, man.
Doesn't matter. They're lawyers. It's a good show. Okay,
we should be Phil Wood and intern.
Yeah. Wood and intern, attorneys at law. There we go. That's us. That's this podcast. Survive intern, lawyer specialists. I'm fumbling my words. Take it away.
That's fine. Bro. I mean, that's what lawyers are supposed to do, right? All we're going to talk about, like I said, for the next hour. I mean, honestly, I hope that what we just did there is the extent that we're going to talk about it, because what am I supposed to say? Like, I'm not, like, we're not lawyers. And I think that's like the whole point of this whole thing. And we've already said so much on the subject, and now this is going to happen. And Dan gets pulled from the game. And obviously everybody wants to know what happened. Why? What made Dan get pulled from the game? Go read Reddit. That's where it's all going to be at. I just got to talk about Survivor, because, man, every time an episode ends on this season, I'm just in a shitty mood.
Yeah, I mean, like, at least he got his just desserts, you know? Like, mm-hmm. At least something happened, right?
Is that how we're looking at this? I mean, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not being a dick, but God, I certainly don't feel that way. It's like, okay, so Kelly said this on day one, and now on day 35, Dan goes home.
Right. I don't know. I'm trying to look at whatever positive things I can with this, you know? I mean, obviously they should have just pulled him right away. But here we are.
Here we are. Well, anyway, we might have a special guest for everybody in like 5 to 10 minutes. Because intern and I can't carry this whole podcast. It's like one of those things where, like, of course, the night that this is happening, I literally like ready to walk out the door at 6, like my job tells me to do. And my boss is like, hey, do you mind staying an extra like half hour, which turned into 45 minutes? And I was like, how about like I work during work hours? And of course, it's like on this night where I'm already bummed out and like don't want to do this podcast because like I don't want to talk about this. And like, of course, that's the night he's like, hey, you mind just like chilling? It's like, yeah, I do mind.
Like way longer. Like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I would love to stay longer. Also, like, did you know that a guy just got kicked out of Survivor because of touching or because of another incident, as the black screen tells me?
Yeah. So what was it? There was that article that was released on EW. And then I think Redmond said that he asked Jeff Probst if he would have any more questions done. Jeff was like, no, no more questions. That's all I'm doing. So
it wasn't Redmond. That was Gordon.
Was it Gordon?
Jeff doesn't talk to Redmond.
Okay. Yeah. I just remember a tweet somewhere. So
yeah, no, he doesn't talk to him. So yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna talk about everything else because I think we actually do have a very likable final five. We got boring old Tommy, who's just so awful and so boring, and you know,
so Winnie.
Yeah.
So Winnie Bory Tommy.
I just hate Tommy. But yeah, so we got Tommy. Obviously, I'm joking because I don't hate Tommy. We got Lauren, very likable. Nora, very likable. Janet, very likable. Dean, very likable. How the hell did we end up with a final five as likable as that? on a season that has made me feel as miserable as this season has made me feel at times, how does the final five end up being that likable?
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy we got here. I'm happy that remember that episode one premiere recap I was on where I said Dean's shoes were great and they finally brought it up. So I was also right. I just want to let you all know. Dean's shoes are great.
That was a great call, intern. And I love the fact that Nora hid them up high because he can't reach. If Dean is the Division I basketball player who can't shoot baskets and can't jump, we have serious issues, and Dean should not be playing Division I basketball. I'm sure he had no problem getting those shoes down. And Nora learned a very valuable lesson that men who are 5'7" still can reach things that are 5 feet and 10 inches off the ground because they can hop.
I like how they didn't even like show Dean reacting at all to it. They were just like, oh yeah, we assume Dean gets his shoes back. I mean, worst case, he's just like, hey Tommy, can you get my shoes from the tribe flag? Oh, thanks. You know,
yeah, I'm sure Tommy would have been like, no. Nah, 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 nah,
he like lifts him up a little higher because he's like, Tommy's like 6'3" or something.
This is why Tommy looks so boring, is because all the content that they give him has to be positive because he wins, but really he's just bullying the crap out of everybody.
Yeah, he's actually just like the worst person you've ever met.
Yeah, you know? So they can't show any of his fourth graders. Yeah.
He's probably like a prison guard or something, you know.
Exactly. Well, no, he's in the prison, you know. He's actually like one of the bad guys for saying nana nana poo poo to poor Dean, who just wanted his shoes back. But yeah, I thought that was funny. I mean, we don't even need to justify it because it's Nora. So it's just like, oh yeah, Nora did something crazy. And it's like, of course Dean's going to get those shoes down. So, like, it's just so stupid. It's what it is. But Dean also got an idol nullifier tonight. And let's talk about this, because I don't know how I feel about the fact that all he had to do was do a freaking coin flip, which one is stupid and two is stupid. But also, like, it's cool that he was able to – he picked the right thing. I thought it was very interesting.
There was no other choice besides idol nullifier there, right? Like, an idol you can only play once, but for someone else. Like, I don't want that. I don't care about that at all.
Yeah.
Right? Extra vote, like – whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you going to do with that? That doesn't make any sense. So yeah, Dean has to do this, and he saw Janet do it. So here's my problem. Janet Carbon just lost Survivor Season 39 because of a stupid ass coin flip. I'm just throwing that out there, and I'm never not going to be bitter about it. So don't even get me started, everybody, because Janet is going home in fifth place now because Dean saw her get the idol. And then goes to Island of the Idols on a completely random draw, flips a coin, gets the correct thing, and that was going to idol nullify out Janet Carbon at Final Five. That's what's going to happen. Janet's gone.
I mean, obviously we still have a long way to go, right? But like, yeah, like, why do you just randomly like? Would you have taken that coin flip?
Yeah, I would have. If I'm in Dean's position, absolutely, because Dean has no argument to win the game, so he had to.
Sure. Yeah. But now it's like super unlucky for Janet, right? Like,
it's stupid. There's nothing you can do. It's and like, this is what we were talking about earlier in the season. It's like, okay, like this happens. They're already like having Vince crawl around the camp. We really just like decided on a coin flip here, and we're going to try to justify that makes sense.
I mean, how is the lesson from, because usually Robin Sanders' lesson is like, here's the lesson. Now you have to apply it. And that's the test, right? Your lesson is fire making, now beat Rob in fire making. Or your lesson is like staying calm under pressure, and then you get to go crawl through the other tribe's camp. But now it's just like, oh, your lesson is jury management. Oh, but can you flip this coin? Like, no, that's not the same thing. You're not being tested on anything. It's just like, oh, it'd be kind of cool, right?
And not to get into conspiracy theories, because I will always say that they're, you know, we don't need those on Survivor. But how many times did Boston Rob flip that coin? I don't know. I mean,
maybe it's one of those trick coins that says yes on both sides. You know, they show the yes, no, and then they like, oh, got to get the real one out.
I mean, remember, we did earlier in the season have the time ticking out, and then the next cut, there was a lot more time left in, and then later on, there was a lot less. It jumps back and forth, so I don't know. I don't like this. This is too... We were talking about this, not you, intern, but... Oh, no, you were. Was it the three of us who were talking about Sunday? That we didn't like it? It was too random sometimes? Was that us? Probably. Maybe I'm thinking of something that hasn't aired yet. But anyway, that might be what it is. But anyway, sometimes it just gets too random. And this is too random. Like, this is stupid. And, like, I'm fine with Dean going to Island of the Idols, and I'm fine with him having to do something. But to literally just be like, hopefully Boston Rob flips it correctly and decides to do the old, oh, I caught it this way, and it says no, so I better flip it on my hand. It's too random. It's so too dumb. Much. And especially this late in the game, because Janet just found something. If you're Janet, you just got somebody. You got a lane out at Final 7 who's the only person who can beat you in fire. Dan goes home at Final 6 because he gets pulled from the game. You're now at Final 5 with an idol. You're the best fire maker in the game. Andrew, probably the best player on the game and in the best position to win. And you're not going to win because Dean Kowalski said, sure, flip that coin, that loaded coin.
You know what would have been really funny if instead of like a Survivor coin, it was just like an American quarter, and it was like, oh, but you've never seen an American quarter on Survivor, right? Ha ha. I'm going to flip it.
That's what I thought it was going to be. Like, Boston Rob just pulls a quarter out of his pocket. It's like, I've been living here for 35 days.
I've created my own currency system and treasury. That's what I can do here.
I wish I had Will here so that Will could explain to me how unfair this is, because one side obviously weighed more than the other side.
I was actually thinking that, yeah.
You
that,
know, like, Will would do that.
Yeah, one side has more letters, and so it's like, oh, it's weighted to be towards like whatever the side that is, you know.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. It's a little unfair.
And to keep this going with Dean, Brandon Fechter brings up a great point. Now Dean can't bluff his way through Final Six. We never even got to see that payoff.
I was like, oh, I wanted people to be like, oh, here's the double legacy advantage, this fake. I was so excited for that.
I know. Now we don't get to see it, which is a real bummer. I was really hoping we would have gotten to see that, because I'm sure it would have been all in good fun. But we don't get to see it because of the horridness of so much of this season. And it's not all of this season. I do feel bad. I feel bad for this Final Five, because this is a really, like I said at the beginning, this is a really good Final Five. It's just going to be overshadowed forever. Like, there is just nothing any of them could do to be the focal point of the season. Like, it's just never going to happen. And I feel bad.
Right. I mean, like, usually if there's a bad thing that is, like, in one episode, like the Brandon Hands thing, like, that's like, oh, people will remember Caramon for the Brandon Hands thing. But this lasted, like, multiple episodes. So I don't know how you can, like, avoid that when thinking back to this season.
It's been going on since episode one. So from episode 13, the Dan story goes. And then the finale is the only episode. And I don't know if this is the right word, so shoot me. But like I said, I'm not a lawyer. And I wasn't there, so I honestly don't feel like I'm saying anything wrong. If anybody should be ashamed of themselves, it's CBS and Survivor. Like, I'm not. I'm just supposed to be talking about the game I love, which is Survivor, and now I have to talk about all this stuff. But the finale is, like, the only episode that's untainted by this, which is crazy that it went on that long. Like, get your shit together. I don't know who's in control there, and I don't. Maybe that'll redeem me for using the word untainted, but just get your shit together. Like, stop this. This is a joke.
Just, like, see that it happens and be like, oh, you know what we should do? We should stop this immediately instead of letting it go on.
We should believe Kelly.
I think. I mean,
right? Isn't that shocking?
Believe Kelly. Wow. Novel concept we have here.
I know. But anyway, again, I don't want to talk about this. It makes me annoyed. And honestly, everybody who can be like, well, you guys should have to talk about it. You're recapping the episode or whatever. We could talk about the color of the sand for 45 minutes.
I feel like the only thing
that intern and I can say here is just going to end up being one of those things that's going to end up, well, you didn't say this or you didn't say that. And it's like, this is such a tricky situation. I want no part of this. I literally want no part of this. And I'm sure the problem is nobody on this season wanted any part of it. Dan brought it out there with him. And the other 19 people want to know part of this, and all 19 of them are now involved. And it's just a shame. It really is. It's just
I think everyone just wants Survivor. We don't want to watch this stuff. We don't want to talk about this stuff. I think there are other people in the community that are able to handle it and talk about it better than we are. I certainly do not feel educated enough to, like, make some sort of statement that'll, it's just sticky, and I don't know how to, like, deal with this and do it in an appropriate way.
And in a bold statement, there's some people who really suck at talking about it too. But that's just coming from me, the guy who just tried to avoid it all. So what the hell do I know? You don't think Tommy's going to win. You were texting me this throughout. You still think Tommy's not going to win.
So I think that Survivor has moved past someone who is going to win from episode one. I mean, I think there was a Peridium video that was released today that I watched like 15 minutes before the episode, so it was on my mind. But like the last one we had was like Sarah Lacina, and that was just because Game Changers was a wreck, right?
I don't know. I thought Nick was still obvious. I'm surprised people don't think Nick was super obvious.
I didn't think Nick was that obvious. I mean, I think Tommy was more obvious. Tommy is more obvious as a potential winner than Nick was as a definite winner, right?
See, I disagree, because I think on this season you have Janet, you have, like, Lauren. You had Elaine, who had a really huge episode in episode one. Like, I disagree. Also, let's go back to talking about the idol nullifier, if we could do that. You want to talk about the idol nullifier instead?
Let's talk about the idol nullifier.
Can he hear us, though? That's the real question.
Yes, I can hear you.
There you go. So Carl is in the chat. We brought Godfather Carl in. So Alexa and I didn't bring Godfather Carl in the last time, because after Aaron and Missy both got voted out, because we wanted to just be able to rub it in without letting him defend himself for his fantasy team, which, way to go, Carl. Yeah. What we're also discussing right now is we're talking about if Nick was a super obvious winner from episode one. Did you think he was super obvious on your season?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Take that, Phil.
From my season? Yeah, no. Yeah. My season was crazy. Like, it was either going to be a David or a Goliath. And seeing as that all the Davids got voted out, I honestly did not think Nick was going to win. I mean, he had my vote all the way, but I didn't see him winning. Like, just being honest, when you look at the dynamics.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, there you go, intern. So I guess you win this battle. I don't like that Carl comes in. I let Carl come into the little video here, and he starts siding with intern, but I guess we all have our problems here. Carl, how do you feel that somebody just got an idol nullifier by flipping a coin?
Well, I can't really be upset about it. I mean, because if you go back to my season, I mean, I got mine being that I was the only one to go to Exile Island. So it was kind of sort of in a sense of gimme for me as well, because I would have to say that anybody who didn't draw a buff would have went to Exile, which in turns would have got the, you know, advantage. So would I have flipped the coin? No, I probably wouldn't have, and I'm a gambling man, but I can't be upset about it. My whole thing is he going to play it right?
Well, I think with you got it so early in the game that you still had to figure out how to play it right and do all that. Dean just got this at final seven, and now it's so easy to play it because there's only two more or three more votes, but really there's only two more because of this season, where an idol can even be played, and you're going to know where most of the votes are going.
On top of the fact that now it's even really even more how much garbage this season is, because now he has an idol nullifier and there's only five people left.
I know.
It's like, you know what I mean? Because we know that the idol has to be played at final five or it's no more good. Yep. So basically it's automatic, write down Janet's name, regardless if she plays it or not, because which we know she's going to play it because she have to. It doesn't benefit her after any other tribal after this next episode.
No, you got it. Yeah, and what was it? It was Dan on your season got 11th place with the idol nullifier. It was 11th or 10th?
11th. It was 11th.
Yeah. So 11th place, he's getting knocked out with the idol nullifier. You'd already had the idol nullifier for 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, I had it for some weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. And he still goes at 11, where you have to figure out who's actually playing. Like, I just want to say this, Carl, because I feel like Dean is definitely going to play this right, and Janet's going to go home, and I'm going to be really pissed off. But I just want to say this. It will not be nearly as impressive as yours and the David's idol nullifier play on Dan. I just want to throw that out there, because when people start comparing it, it's like, this was final 11. This is going to be final 5. It's just, who are you writing the name down of? Okay, cool. Now play the idol nullifier for them.
Basically, whose name are you flipping the coin on, right?
Yeah.
Kind of sort of like how you got it. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah, man, it's – This I love all my ex-Survivor cast and hope to meet more in the future. But I don't know. In the beginning, man, I was liking the season. But then so much has taken place, man. This season, I don't know. It's just maybe just a little bit above. What was that last debacle they just had? 38.
Edge of Extinction.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was too much, man. It's, I don't know, but I hope he get it right, just because at the end of the day, I'm always going down as the godfather who played the idol nullifier, correct? You know what I mean? But I hope he get it right. It's such a hard advantage, but for him, it's not that hard at all.
No.
It's not that hard.
For him, it's your just hope. It's almost like having a super idol right now, because you have to play the idol nullifier at 5, which is when somebody has to play the idol.
Right.
And you watch Janet get the idol.
Exactly. Honestly, she has to play it. I mean, she has to.
At that point, do you just be like, hey, guys, I have an idol nullifier. Like, it doesn't matter if anyone has an idol. Do you just, like, say it?
Right.
Like, just say face for jury or something?
Well, the whole thing with the nullifier, like when I played it, you know what I mean? When I played, like, if I wouldn't have got it correctly, no one would have ever even known that it was there. No one from the cast would have known that it was ever in the game. That was part of it. Like, I could have played it and not told anyone anything, and if I didn't get it right, they would have never known that advantage was ever even in the game.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Carl. I'm just hearing me.
Yeah, I got you. I like to see the live chat. You know what I mean?
You don't have the live chat right here? Click on comments over on the right.
Oh, I did. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Teach me something new. Let's see live comments.
There you go. You can see everyone.
Oh, there it is. Okay, let me shut this off.
There you go. So now Carl's stoked. Cool. Okay. Yeah. We just taught Carl something new.
Yeah, I'm just a basic truck driver.
So we're sitting here now. We have the Idle Novak. Carl's drinking beer too. This is what I like to see, Carl.
That's
perfect. Those are Modelos, right?
Of course.
Of course. I got to send you the 30. Man. I'm going to end up hitting up. I got to hit up Gina to get your address and stuff.
Got to hit her for you. You can tell me. I can tell you my damn address.
I'm gonna surprise you with like a Christmas on present, air. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, Carl, give your address live on air. You get some.
Yeah, no, yeah. Unless you want to send me something. If y'all ain't sending me nothing, then no. I'll take all gifts. But then, yeah.
With the mood of the community right now, I don't think that you'd be getting gifts.
I got a P.O. box. I mean,
nah. There you go. That could work.
I was going to contact you, man. I was thinking about coming to this finale, but then after all of this, yeah, I'm going to pass.
I know. I was hoping you were going to make it out because I know you've talked to Karishma. So I was like, all right, we can convince Carl to come out because of Karishma. But I'm
just not too long text.
There you go. What'd she say? Is she saying like, wow, you're looking good on the Specialist podcast right now?
Well, she's always thinking that I'm looking good. You know, that's my girl. But she's not too stoked on things.
Well, let me ask this question because we didn't talk about this yet. And Carl, I know this probably made you so happy. What was the deal with Boston Rob's inspirational scene?
Which one?
Where he was giving that speech about how like he's played Survivor so many dang times. It's where he feels at home, and now he's back and he's out there. And it was like this whole
over a decade of my life.
And it was inspirational music in the background. What's the deal with that? Why are we getting the winners at it from Boston Rob at Final Seven?
Because CBS keep cutting him a check.
Because Boston Rob's gonna win again.
That's why they keep cutting him a check. So hell, if they wanted me out there every year and they cut me a check, guess what? I'd go to for freaking 5-6 weeks out of the year. Hell yeah. In a heartbeat.
It's easy. That's easier than driving the truck, right? Forget that.
Shit, you're right about it. But trust me, I just spent $20,000 on that truck in the last three weeks. Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, that doesn't sound fun.
No, but it is what it is.
Well, so we're going into this final five. As we've all said, they ended this episode. I thought they did this was very interesting the way that they ended this episode, because first it starts off with they go to tribal at 5:40, and I'm like, okay, here comes a commercial. And they didn't go to commercial, and I was like, oh shit. And then Elaine has this really emotional tribal council. And she's gone. It's like 5:48. And they threw in I think that was the longest CBS commercial break I've ever seen in my
life. I was waiting. I was twiddling my thumbs, just wanting it to be over.
It was like 6 minutes. Like that was like a good old fashioned, like go take a number two. You got a while here.
I honestly hated this tribal for Elaine. Jeff, in my opinion, Jeff cost Elaine during this tribal. You know what I mean? Because Elaine she kind of sort of had Lauren and Janet, you know, with the whole, you know, telling her everything about Nora, this, that, and the other. But then when Jeff said what he said and caused Elaine to get emotional, basically Elaine gave her final three speech in tonight's tribal.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So with those people sitting up there, they're like, There's no way we can keep this lady just lost her mom. You know what I mean? She started in the very beginning where everybody liked her. She had to work around that and play dumb to kind of sort of get the spotlight off of her. So like she played, but then when Jeff kept putting those questions on her, and like I said, she basically gave her final three speech, which would have gave me her vote. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I think people thought they were voting for a winner, and then
that's what I'm saying. So when he did that to her, that I really, because I literally think Lauren and Janet were thinking about getting rid of Nora, even though even though Nora is someone you take to the final three with you, because nobody's given her a vote.
No.
But they were thinking about it. You know what I mean? She at least put it on their minds to think about it. But when she had to go through that emotional stuff that Jeff caused, in my opinion, that did it for her. That literally did it.
Yeah, so and you're not. I don't like that. And yeah, you can't even when your human side comes out, you cannot keep her around at that point, because you just witnessed everybody on the jury go, okay, we're voting for Elaine. You're playing for $1 million. You got to get her out.
You had people in the jury sitting there crying.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So just imagine if that was a final three speech. Come on.
No.
I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, but she never would have got to that point if it wouldn't have come from Jeff's questioning. Mm-hmm. Again, to those that don't understand it, Jeff plays a major, major, major role in that game. Even when you're on challenges, Jeff gets in your head. Jeff plays a major role. Mm-hmm. And it affects a lot of things.
Yeah, I totally believe it. And it's I still think that they were going to vote out Elaine here anyway, because I think they all know, like, there's no way we get rid of Nora before Elaine here, because then we're starting to run out of time to get rid of Elaine. And especially with the Dan thing that happened, if you get rid of Nora there, all of a sudden now you're in a final five with Janet and Elaine. And it's like, oh shit, we got to get rid of both of them just for Tommy, Lauren, or Dean to have any chance of winning.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. And if you have to get two people out in two spots, like, how on earth are you going to do that? Right. There's it's like almost impossible to do
right,
that.
Right. Right. I mean, you can't get rid of Nora, but at the same time, Nora is that one. Okay. You're going from what we thought was fixing to be final seven to final six, what we thought. Mm-hmm. But even if you don't take her out at this spot here, you're still thinking, okay, if I don't get her now, I can get her next. I mean, she's like the one person besides Dean that can be gone at any given time. But at the same time, you're also thinking, okay, well, I can take Nora to the end with me because nobody's going to vote for her. But Nora also is that wild card that has pissed everyone off. She's also been aligned with damn near everyone. So it's almost like that devil and that angel on each shoulder. I can take her to the end with me and I can beat her, but I really can't, because she really hasn't pissed nobody off in that sense to where it's like they don't like her. She's just done a bunch of crazy things. You know what I mean? So with Nora, it was kind of sort of like a give and take. Do I keep her or do I get rid of her? And it's still up in the air, if you ask me, in my opinion, because you really can't place Nora anywhere. Now, like, as for Dean, like, I don't see him winning, because he's basically just stayed under the radar for the most part.
This is your time to shine, man.
All right. So, Carl, I have a theory, okay? I'm not dying on this hill, okay? I have asked some of my more casual friends what they think, who they think is going to win, and they said this was multiple people, Tommy or Dean. I don't know.
I think I give you one out of the two.
Yeah.
The obvious one, yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I think that the people who view it casually view it from a lens that we can't, you know? I think they
meaning they're not survivor meatheads like us. They just watch occasionally.
Right, right.
They're enjoying it.
Okay.
They enjoy it, miss a few episodes here and there, come back and are like, oh yeah, Dean looks like he has a shot to win.
Right. Kind of like Gina. Like, she'll watch occasionally. You know what I mean? Which Phil, she's back there fixing the show.
Oh, I just heard her go.
She better be fixing me one as well. Yeah, it's kind of like my wife. Like, she'll watch occasionally. Like, she watched tonight's episode. You know what I mean? But she'll watch occasionally, and then we'll sit down and discuss it. And I'm like, but babe, you just don't understand the difference of actually being out there on the island and trying to factor all these things in. You know what I'm saying? No. So I get what you're saying, Robert. Yeah. But
Elaine didn't need to go home. That's what I think.
You said she didn't, right?
Nope.
Exactly. She said Elaine did not need to go home tonight. I don't know if y'all heard it, but she said Elaine did not need to go home tonight. She said Nora should be gone.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah. She said Nora should be gone tonight. She said she would have voted Nora out, but her reasoning was is because she said Nora is just crazy. Like, she can't deal with wild cards. Me, I think at
this point you have to keep the wild card just because it's easier. Because now you're almost to final three. Like, you're not gonna get rid of Philip Shepherd at 15th place. You're gonna get rid of him. You're gonna get rid of him at 15th, or you're gonna keep him the whole game. Absolutely. You know, you're not gonna do it now with Nora. There's no reason to get rid of her because now there's actual threats you need to get rid of. And Janet had a good point tonight though, where she said, I want to get rid of Nora because she could take my spot. And I think that's the only time you actually get rid of Nora is if you're worried you're not the one who's going to be deciding who sits at final three. Then you say, okay, well, I need to get rid of Nora because they're all going to decide to just get rid of me instead of her. One thing I do want to say about Dean, though, because, you know, Carl's been hard on Dean, and this was a Dean-centric episode. But I actually think that tonight woke up a lot of people he's still playing with. The problem is most of them aren't going to be on the jury. And so he has done nothing to impress the jury. And I don't think that this whole speech of, oh, I played an idle nullifier correctly because Boston Rob convinced me to flip a coin, that's not going to work.
Yeah, no.
And he needed more. And Tommy said it tonight. He's like, I thought Dean was just a goat, but man, he's got some game. Well, you can have some game and like still not be very good at the game, if that makes sense. Like, he still needed to play up his social game in order to get the votes of Jamal and of Karishma. Like, he's never going to get their votes.
Well, he was the main one preaching the GOAT army, this and that about the GOAT army. Like, if there was a GOAT army, he's the freaking sergeant. Like, what literally has – like, Dean pissed me off last episode because they had that in the bag until Dean said something to Tommy, and Nora being Nora, paying attention to everything, she caught it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So she had nothing else to do but what she did. But like, Dean has been all over the place. He hasn't done anything that you can literally just say, okay, Dean's fingerprints are all over this.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carl, do you think that Dean's move like actually secured him a spot in the good graces of Tommy and is going to help him progress? Or is Tommy just going to cut him loose and be like, I'm done with you?
If Tommy bring him, it's only because Tommy knows he can beat him. That's the only reason. Yeah.
Well, and
that's the only reason.
You got to think, Tommy's final three alliance of Dean and Dan, that sounds like a $1 million alliance. I'd make that alliance too.
that's, and don't get this wrong, but that's the same thing. If you take the three off of David versus Goliath, okay, Tommy is Nick, Dan is Mike White, and Dean is Angelina.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I say that is because Dan has lots of money, whether y'all know it or not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dean hasn't done anything. Kind of saw it in the Angelina role. So if Tommy is Nick, no one is going to vote for somebody that already has a lot of money unless he just freaking sells it.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nobody voting for Dean because he's Angelina. Like, what has she done to really earn it? I mean, if you really think about it.
No, it makes sense. Right. It makes sense.
So that's kind of what, if they let Tommy win, then something ain't right, because it's evident that he's running everything since Merge has taken place. He's been the man since Merge has taken place.
Now, this was both good and bad for Tommy that Dan gets pulled from the game. And I know that, like, the confessional after, people are going to give Tommy so much shit for that. But, like, at the same time, Survivor's trying to keep it about the game, because as you could see, when Jeff is walking up to them, he has no freaking clue how to handle this. And I think Jeff is an incredible host, and I think he's had to handle very difficult situations. This was one he clearly was uncomfortable and had no idea what he was going to do, and he was seething. Like, he was furious as he was walking back out there.
I mean, like, even with the Brandon Hans thing, he was just like, I know what to do. I'll calm him down. You know what to do, like, with Colton, even though he was pissed. But, like he just knows how to deal with stuff, and this time was so much.
Yeah, there's a point, but Carl's got to speak. He's going to pop.
Yeah, because on this whole season, man, even, like, with tonight, Survivor, in my opinion, did too much. They did too much. They used it, in a sense, as towards the the Me Too movement in a sense, which I have much respect for, but they waited too late. Mm-hmm. Because I know what I'm not going to say. I know what got him removed. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? I literally know what got him removed. But the same thing that got him removed, they should have done it earlier when it involved Kelly.
This period. Is, yeah, I agree.
They waited too late.
This is jumping in after the fact saying, look, we supported you the whole time. And it's like, but you clearly didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of this putting the black screen with the words and all of that, like, come on, man. This is a reality TV show. The best reality TV show, in my opinion, in the history of television. Mm-hmm. And not just because I played it, but even before I played it, I felt that way. And I watched The Challenge. I watched Real Worlds, all of that. You see what I'm saying? But Survivor is the best one. That just breaks you down in every single aspect there is.
Yeah.
But this whole thing that they did with this, it ruined this season because they did too much with everything that took place. They could have handled it so much different. So much different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's why a lot of people are so furious about this season and why nobody is happy about this season is because of that exactly.
It started out great.
It could have just been handled so much better. I mean, think about it this way. I mean, maybe this is a bad comparison, but that night with the Varner Zeke incident, there was no way after that was said that Varner was going back to camp, whether he convinced everybody to vote out Zeke or not.
Right.
Varner was going home right. that night no matter what.
Right.
So
right.
How come the same protocol wasn't in place for a situation like this? I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly. It just didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. I don't know if they were second guessing themselves or what, but it made no sense.
Yeah.
Well, whatever it took, and I'm playing dumb, but whatever it took for it to finally happen is just not right, because it happened with 10 other females that were on cast that signed a contract to come and play on this game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And obviously everybody can put two and two together and realize that it wasn't from what took place earlier in the season. That's obvious. And obviously they can put two and two together that it did not involve another castmate from the season. So that makes the ladies feel like, okay, so it wasn't good enough when it was us.
Well, and that's,
but it was good enough once it reached your people, in a sense.
And this is what kind of bothers me too, is that everything we saw, we watched an entire episode where they would cut around to him rubbing a leg, to him rubbing this, to him rubbing hair, cutting back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Everything we saw wasn't good enough. But we are supposed to now assume that whatever happened off camera was like equivalent or worse, or like whatever it's supposed to be, but I'm assuming worse because he actually gets pulled for it.
Exactly.
But why was everything else not bad enough?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's just mind blowing. It's absolutely mind blowing. It's crazy. Yeah. And so what I was going to say before we ended up going on this, which I'm glad we talked about it that way, because that felt a lot better than how we would have had to do it at the beginning. But what I was going to say is, this was Dan being pulled is both bad and good for Tommy. One, it's bad because he loses who he was going to sit in the final three with. His plan was Dan, Dean, and Tommy.
Yeah, that screws Tommy.
The good news for Tommy is he made the complete right move, getting rid of Elaine now instead of Nora, because at least by Elaine going, he can replace Dan with Nora and sit at the end with Dean and Nora and still win in a landslide. Like, it's just going to happen. If he would have gotten rid of Nora tonight and then Dan goes home, Tommy does not win this season. No,
absolutely not.
Because either Lauren sitting with him, Janet sitting with him, or Elaine sitting with him. He's not going to beat them, at least from what I've seen.
I was a little surprised. I was a little surprised that we didn't get more of like Tommy wanting to flip on Lauren. Mm-hmm. Like, that was played up in the preview, and then we talked about it at the beginning of the episode, but he's like, he just dropped it.
And this might have been her only shot, because she's literally playing in his shadows. Mm-hmm. This might have been her best shot, and she didn't go with it. So, I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't know, man. It's crazy. This season took a real bad turn.
It really did.
Real bad turn.
Off the cliff, man.
Yeah. We haven't talked about the immunity challenge yet. What did you guys think of that?
It was new.
I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was new. Now, of course, you know, I don't like anything that deals with words.
Neither does Elaine.
I'm sure she's probably pissed, but because it reminded me of mine. Well, of course, Elaine didn't complete hers, but, you know, I mean,
she was almost there. Yeah, too.
She was there. She was right there. And that's exactly how I felt. Like you got it. And then you don't, and that's the day you go home. It sucks, man.
That
sucks for me, anyways. That sucks.
I thought this was a cool design, but this kind of goes back to exactly what happened with yours, Carl.
Yeah.
Is I hate when you do an entire challenge and it's new and they're spinning and it's fun and all this. And then it's okay. Now this puzzle is going to take 20 minutes, and everything before it literally does not matter. I hate that.
No.
Make the simpler the puzzle, the better, because then people can catch up easily. But the other person, literally, it's just if you mess up, the other person's going to catch you, and there's so much more stress in those. Like the early puzzles are so much better.
Everybody was solving the puzzle at the same time, no matter about how dizzy they got or none of that. Like they all were there, so trying to solve the puzzle at the same time. I mean, which was the same as ours. Everybody was there at the same time. You know, you go through the little maze thingy or whatever you want to call it, but none of that part really matters, man. It's
not
instead of spinning and running on a little balance beam, they should just have everyone sit down for 2 minutes, and then after 2 minutes, they get to stand up and do the puzzle.
Yeah.
No, make everyone chug 5 beers and then some.
I like this. I like the idea of a puzzle beer mile.
I'll
be chug first and then some.
That would be great. They do a beer mile on Survivor, and Survivor is the only thing that can manage to ruin a beer mile. Is after the beer mile, you have to finish a puzzle. So whoever finished the beer mile, it doesn't even matter because you have to do this puzzle that is an arbitrary phrase and is going to take everybody 15 minutes no matter what. And see, what I hate about these challenges is there's no intensity. Go back and watch Survivor Guatemala. These challenges are going, these people are racing against each other. And there is so much adrenaline pumping the entire time. And every challenge in that season comes down to 1 second. They are all incredible. And then you watch this, and we get a solid minute and a half edit of people just standing there thinking, going, while Jeff is narrating it. And then the music kicks up because somebody figured something out. That's not exciting. That's boring. No.
The narration is the craziest, man.
Yeah.
I want to go back
Nicholas. Goddamn, why did you have to put that up there, man? I've been trying to forget about the words. Come on, Nicholas. Wow.
There we go. I'll put it up here for everybody. Nicholas Torres says, Carl, I agree with your perception.
They changed it. You can't push people out anymore. It just moves everyone else up.
Why did that happen? I'm so disappointed.
Oh,
I'm disappointed that Nicholas reminded me.
I'm just mad I can't block intern anymore. Well, I guess I just intern. You know what I can do, though? It's now the Phil and Carl show.
Where'd he go?
He's back, and now he's at the bottom.
I can't cover my face anymore.
But I can't block you, which is a bummer. But now it's me and Carl. Okay, so we're coming up. I mean, we don't have to go much longer on this. I mean, we're almost at 45 minutes anyway. We're coming up on this, Carl, since we probably won't hear from, I'm sure I'll hear from you, but since the rest of us won't hear from you, who you got winning it and why? Because your person is different than my person.
Let's see. Okay, we got Tommy, we got Lauren, we got Nora, Janet, and Dean.
Mm-hmm.
Since the beginning, I said a female was going to win, which means that's going to be out of Nora. Push up. Love you, Nora. So we got Janet. I'm gonna say, for some reason, I'm changing who I thought. I never changed.
I love this. This is like when people go up for their voting confessional to vote somebody out, and they just keep putting the pen down and thinking, "When Gatsby voted for Nick to win, this is what you're doing right now."
Like, I gamble, guys. I'm hardcore.
Or like when Hannah Shapiro was like just stressed, like, I don't know who to vote for.
She doesn't.
Yeah, intern. Carl just admitted to the internet that he gambles, but not to his wife. So shh.
Yes. Okay. And I don't usually change once I got my mind set on something. I roll with it.
So who you got?
I'm going with Lauren.
Okay.
I'm gonna say Lauren is gonna finally open her eyes, get Tommy out of there. Lauren pulls it off.
And I think Lauren and Tommy sitting next to each other at a final three would actually be very interesting, because I'd like to hear Lauren try to explain why she made the moves, because I think she actually did make a lot of these moves. So let's
hear. She made more moves than Tommy.
I agree. I totally agree. But I think Tommy's going to be able to sell it better than Lauren is. And it's going to come down to that final four challenge. If Tommy hasn't won any immunities, watch Tommy win the final four immunity challenge. He sits at the final four. And then it's Dean versus Lauren to make fire at the end. I think that's what's going to end up happening.
My other gamble is, even though it's set up for him, he still won't get the nullifier correct.
I love it. I love it. You heard that here from the man who played it correctly. So I it could happen. It definitely could happen.
Who do you have, Phil? Who do you have winning?
Tommy. I've been saying Tommy for a while. I think Janet just, with Dean getting this, I sat there at the beginning of the episode and I said, holy shit, Janet's going to win. She's crying. This could actually happen. I can't believe it. And I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. We're going to get a 59-year-old woman who wins Survivor in season 39. Like, who would have thought that could happen after how the entire 30s have gone and all these earlier seasons? And she's going to win this. It's going to be epic. There's no way it can be screwed up now, because she ain't going home at 7. And now she's got an idol for 6 and 5. And then she's the best.
No, there's no 6.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know at the time there was no 6. And then at final four, she's the best at making fire. She is set. She's going to be in the final three. She's going to win. And how does it all go down? Because of a coin flip. I mean,
does she go down as the oldest to win if she wins?
I think she's older than Bob. I think Bob was 57. Was
like 57, I think, yeah.
Yeah, right around Bob was 57. She'd be the oldest woman by far, but I believe she'd be the oldest winner ever. But I think she's going to just fall ultimately short. I think she goes home at the beginning of this finale. I think Lauren or Dean or Tommy is going to be 4. I think Nora's in your final 3. And then I think Lauren or Tommy win, but I got my money on Tommy.
I'm waiting on yours, Robert, but just 1 second. How dumb does Dean look playing a fake legacy and still having a fake legacy?
I want to know what did Dean do to you, Carl?
Nothing at all. I'm just going off of what I watch every Wednesday. I haven't even met the kids yet. I mean, I'm waiting to meet him, but like, come on, bro. Like, you made a legacy off of a fake. Like,
hey, Sandra said it was brilliant.
Yeah, and they laughed as soon as he got back on that boat and went back to the to the regular island.
It was so good. It was so much fun.
I love it. I love
all right, who you got, Robert? Who you got?
I want to disagree just because it's fun. I still think Janet has a good shot. I'm going to go with Janet just so we have 3 different people, but I would put money on Dean just because it's really funny.
Carl, you got to make a bet with intern right now, and we'll be sending you 60 beers before you know it.
I done beat Phil already in a bet. You want some of this?
Let's go.
You're still in college, right?
I'm out of college now.
Okay, so you got a real man job. Okay, well, I take your check too. What you want to do? Let's see. Okay, you got Janet, and I got Lauren, right?
Yeah.
All right.
What if neither one wins? Do I get
That's why I was. No, you ain't got nothing to do with this. You just stay where you at. How do we go about this?
How about whoever gets a higher placing?
Whoever gets higher placing. All right, good with you.
I want to put 30.
What we bet? What you drink?
I haven't decided yet.
Schnapps, right?
I don't drink schnapps. What are you talking about?
You look like you drink White Claw or something like that. A Truly.
He doesn't even drink White Claw. He drinks the crappy version of White Claw. Yeah, he drinks.
Well, look, if I had to drink White Claw, truly, this will go on record. I drink White Claw. But
come on, man. You know. Don't tell nobody you drink none of them things. Leave that stuff alone. I must have gave Nick such a hard time when I went to Cincinnati. He was had a cooler full of White Claws. I'm like, what the hell is this, bro? I drink beer. Like, I don't know. This ain't gonna work. We need to go to the corner store. Yeah, like hell no.
Well, we'll do right. A 30 or something. Then whoever wins, you know.
And Carl, you got to text me your address. I'll saucy you.
Phil will tell you I drink all Mexican beers.
That's it. It doesn't matter which one.
Pacifico, Tecate. It don't matter. Wait, I can go down the freaking list.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I've witnessed. Right.
So there it is. Whoever gets the highest place out of Lauren and Janet.
Wow. Deal.
There we
and
go.
And this is how it's gonna go. MLB Joey, 5th Janet, 4th Lauren, Carl gets his 30, 3 Nora, 2 Dean, 1 Tommy. That's how I think it's going
to
go.
Joey, that means that's 60 beers, man. Come to Houston and drink some of them with me. Come on down to Houston and drink some of them with me.
Carl's going to be having a finale party next week, and half the cast is going to come out here so they can hang out with him.
Yeah. Oh, this party is sponsored by the Survivor Specialists, actually.
Yeah.
Survivor Specialists. That's it. Carl gets a banner made.
Yeah. I love it. All right, well let's call it 51 minutes. Carl, thanks a lot for coming on. I know we
No man, thank you. You know I hit you up. Yeah,
we shunned you the last time, man. You know.
No, it's good, man. I was just upset about everything that took place, man. And I'm like, damn. And then of course when I seen another fire, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, right. Why couldn't they just leave it alone? You know what I mean? But it's back in the game, so let's just see if it plays.
Yeah, it's like remaking Jaws, Carl. You don't do it, you know. And they brought back brought it back. You just don't do that. You just don't do it. But anyway, we will be back. Alexa will be back on Sunday. It's going to be Alexa, I, and Sunday. We normally don't have anybody for the finale predictions, but we're going to have Sunday because Sunday loves it, and Sunday's about to set the record for most times on the podcast, more than you.
I was like. You're having it on Sunday, and I'm like, why are you saying like the day of the week again? And I was like, oh yeah, Sunday, yeah, of course. Sunday. Well, it is First Gen X. That's exciting.
Yeah, she has some things to say. That's what she told me. So I'm sure she has even more to say after tonight. Carl,
so before we sign off, so is this true that they're gonna film it 4 hours in advance?
That's what it's been revealed to me.
I've gotten some text messages about it.
It's on Dalton Ross revealed it that they're not doing a live finale.
I'm just okay.
There's something. I mean, look, for anybody who wants to go and read the exit press that Dalton Ross did with Jeff, there's really no reason. It's all lawyer stuff. I mean, something's going on here. Yeah. There's lawsuits or something going on because a lot of the exit press has died down. There's a lot of, I mean, everything Jeff said, it feels like it was written by a lawyer. And as somebody who had to sit for an extra 45 minutes with my boss today to read legal jargon, it seems like this is all just like, there's something else going on here. He's not answering for a reason. And Jeff has never been like that in the past. So yeah, they're filming this finale early. That's what it said. 4 hours early due to what do they call it? Like sensitivity or something. I don't even know. Yeah. But man, is it sketchy.
That's basically so that if anything is said,
can edit it out.
They can edit it out. This is the first time ever, right?
First time ever. Well, yeah, because I don't know, maybe in season one or something, because they used to not do it right after the finale. They used to do it like a week later or something. So that one they might have cut up. But this is the first time since they started doing live finales right after the finale, live reunions right after the finale, that they're not doing it. So, yeah.
You can't see it, can you?
No. Not really. Well, does that say Lauren beats Janet? It won't focus. It's too bright.
Won't focus in.
No.
Almost.
Oh no!
Oh, it went too far.
Barely.
Anyways, yeah. Confirmation.
I believe it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. So next season will be the last season of Survivor. Hope everybody enjoys it. Season 40 will be it.
I was wondering. I mean,
with all this going down, it seems that way, huh?
Like, how much further can they go, man? Unless they can turn this ship around.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We're going to have a good finale in terms of just final five. I like these five. I am excited to watch it go down, but it's a shame to get here. We had to go through all of this. So, anyway.
Well, I'll be in Cali for season 40 finale, so make sure my couch is clear.
Your couch is right back there, Carl. It's ready. Mm-hmm. It's ready. It's ready to go. It's nobody's been allowed to sleep in it since you were there. We still have like the plastic over it so that it's like being kept really like nice for you. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I'll get the four if you know.
Go ahead.
You come in for 40? Is that what you're saying?
I hope so.
Gets the floor.
Get the floor.
Yeah. You get the floor. Okay. Just stay out of my path to the patio.
Oh, yeah. That's all that matters. Well, anyway, we'll be back on Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll tune in then. It'll be Alexa, myself, and Sunday. And thanks, Carl, for coming on. Robert, thanks for doing this. Go to patreon.com/survivorspecialist. I'm not going to plug all the other stuff because, oh, what fun this was, but Survivor Specialist.
Go subscribe.
Subscribe. Click the button.
Do it.
Click all the buttons everywhere. Go.
Every button.
All I'm clicking as many.